Trade up, trade down. Trade up, trade down. Commerce bill and judiciary. Draft from housing and banking and judiciary. Work with both and try to incorporate the two. On the, and so that status report. Interested in it. On the other one, the disclosure on deeds and trust, I didn't perceive that the problem would come out with. They also, as named here in this proposed Senator Joseph, they're working on the question of whether incorporated into a single concept or concepts in the Senate draft are. I was interested in these draft in general was a response to the Supreme Court going after the personally go after someone personally, there's the deed of trust and so on. For things with the housing and banking also. But it's just fine. I'll number the committee. That was fine, but maybe they wanted to go farther. Has those for discussion.
Good. I would encourage you, and I don't know that any of the subcommittees have done this, but both of your subcommittees and Representative Boucher's too and the others, if it would save time to invite members of the Senate joint committee or if they have a subcommittee on that subject or an ad hoc subcommittee to participate with you so we could move twin bills along, one in each house, and that will save a great deal of time. And if we on the chair can help you do that and our staff, you know, so that you... can save some time. I think that might be efficient. What do you gentlemen think?
I think it's great. Our officer. Both.
I don't. As the chair of the subcommittee, why don't you do the inviting? If there's any help we can give, that way that you don't have to go through another hoop.
Okay.
And. Anything I can do to help. It sounds to me like you're both working in a parallel manner. Fine. Any questions on that? What we have here, the final item, is a discussion of future activities of the House Committee. And you can see we have, these are very tentative, but the one thing I would like you to note is that we have a hearing we're scheduled for Saturday, the 9th of April, in the Anchorage LIO, and it'll be from 3 to 5 p.m. And as I know, a number of people will be going up there, and we will be able to provide TRs for members who would like to attend that and who are not going on other business, you know, because I know that, like, the Hess Committee has a hearing up there anyway. When I say 3 to 5 p.m., we're a little bit flexible on the time, but it'll be in the afternoon. It will not be in the morning. Tom, I'd like you to check with the other members on the exact time and see if people have problems with that particular time. But that is what our tentative time is. And the other things we're talking about here are dealing with some of the insurance crisis issues in a general way, because that is having, particularly in the small business area, a major effect on the viability of some of these businesses. And anyway, this is very tentative, and I'm putting this out now simply to get give notice. And if people have problems and want to have meetings at different times or whatever, we certainly will accommodate the subcommittees on that and people's individual schedules. As you can see, The date we are shooting for the final report, is the end of April. And we will be talking, staff will be talking with your staff. We've obviously got your subcommittee's reports, and that is going to form the bulk of what our final report is with an executive summary. But your work will be immortalized in the final report. So what you've done is has formed the backbone of this thing. But that's what we're basically looking at, is to wrap this thing up by the end of April. And one thing I would like you to think about is whether you feel it would be at all productive to keep the committee intact over the interim and be able to continue your work in the interim. And I'm open to that. That's going to be up to the will of the committee. That's just sort of out there on the agenda, whatever you gentlemen, people on the committee feel. Yes, Representative Rieger. This will include, at least at this time, we're talking about the antitrust suit and some of the other problems that we're having here. But basically focusing on that particular issue. And I realize that's a long-term kind of a thing, but the attention that it'll get may very well have some effect, and I'm hoping that by using some of the legislature's ability to focus public attention on the problem, that will also have a beneficial effect. Is there anything else? Any staff want to bring anything up before that? Okay, fine. With that, it's 27 after 8. The meeting is adjourned. Okay. Thank you all. And we'll, Tom, if you can present a summary of this. Oh, Mike, can I talk to you for half a second? I wanted to touch you.